Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only show live right now from Radio Row here in 96.5 The Fan, live in New Orleans. Nylons. Oysters are down. Bob's had a cup of gumbo. That's down. The checklists are going little by little. Mac and I actually slept in different beds last night. We thought about it, but we decided to part ways at the end of the night. Boys, welcome to New Orleans, Kansas City. Welcome to New Orleans. I can tell you this town is ready. It is Monday. You can feel it just walking. You can smell it.
You can definitely smell it. Wait till Friday. then you can really smell the beautiful sights and sound of New Orleans, Louisiana. We haven't even gotten into the French Quarter yet, you know?
No.
And so we'll mosey on down there as the week goes on and we start to kind of get our sea legs underneath us and do our thing. But, I mean, it's just good to finally be back at the Super Bowl. I mean, for me, it's been since the Miami Super Bowl because they've had the West Coast Super Bowls. And, you know, morning radio doesn't do so well on the West Coast getting up at 2 a.m. and sitting in a convention center when nobody would be there. So we get the opportunity to come back now because it's on our time. And, you know, just looking around, man, I got the juices flowing. Like, I'm ready for game day. We're 6 days away. And it's going to be a long, long time. And we got to pace ourselves and all of that. But, yeah. You know, we're finally back. And just talking to some of the other gas bags that we've run into already on Radio Row, it's like people just look at us and they're like, another year you're here. Another year you get the opportunity to do this. And I was just talking to our friend Sean from our sister station in Houston. He's like, just make sure everybody knows to enjoy this. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what we've been pushing for the last couple of years now with this thing and with this team and with the way that things are going right now. Enjoy this ride because here we are yet again. We're set up, guys, to go to our third consecutive Super Bowl and win three in a row. I mean, nothing is better than what we have going on right now here in Kansas City.
Yeah, our boss told us we have the okay to wear Kansas City stuff, so I packed accordingly.
Yeah.
So should be a lot of that happening as well. Plus, when we were walking in, the guys that were checking our bags, they were, you know, talking to us in, like, that New Orleans accent. It was kind of a little tough for me to pick up for the first, like, second. I was like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning as well.
Yep.
And he's like, Chiefs, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I like Saquon. I was like, yeah, I bet.
I bet you do.
He's like, holy cow. And then out of nowhere, you know, the guy's sitting there talking to me, and he's like, but kind of want to see history.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of that. I mean, it's interesting because we haven't really talked to a lot of the local, like, town people. But, you know, we went and got oysters last night. There were some ladies that were on there, like, you know, I don't know, girls trip.
Yep.
And then the waitress came over and she's like, hey, like, Lane Johnson, these guys are over here. Like, the whole, like, barrier is broken down, I think, at least for the first couple of days. Because, you know, athletes are here. You see videos of Chiefs players going out on the streets of New Orleans. You see, you know, you know that the Eagles offensive line is in the same room as just average people eating lunch or eating dinner on their time off. But this is a very, very interesting city to host. I mean, you wouldn't think that, like, a Super Bowl would be here. And then last night we're, you know, rooftop, able to, like, kind of put our show together. We kind of look over, like, there's the Superdome, and then there's where the Pelicans play, and you look down, there's the Washington Bridge, and you're kind of like, okay, we're here. Like, this is it. Like, we got four or five more days, and then it's, you know, it's game day. It's like, I kind of want to wait for the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I know not everybody's here, but and that's what we're here to do, is to give you the best kind of vision of what we have. But, like, when they tell you that, like, the Super Bowl is an event, there is no lie in any of that. I mean, it is – tonight's the big media night, right?
Yep.
Tonight's our hard-working day. They'll be introduced. They'll be booed. They'll be hated. It'll be interesting to see. But, man, it is kind of crazy to think that they're doing this for not just the third time, not just the fourth and fifth in 6 years, but for a third consecutive time.
Yep.
Like, that to me is just nuts to, like, imagine doing this every year the same way. And it's just like, I could see why one team would have an advantage over another one that's obviously been here. Like, you know what it is. It is a week. Like, there were videos of the Chiefs going to the airport and touching down. So, like, another year, another Super Bowl, another event, another historical week. So
yeah, it is.
Sign
but,
me up.
But the thing is, too, the Eagles should be prepared for this as well. I mean, this is their second one in 3 years, so it's not like the Chiefs can come in here and say, all right, we've got all the experience, we know how to do this and all this kind of stuff. Philly's like, yeah, we were just here as well 2 years ago, so we have the experience. Our quarterback has the experience. Our head coach has the experience. Same goes, obviously, you know, with the Chiefs, and there's a lot of people on the Eagles that played in that first Super Bowl matchup between these two teams and a lot of Chiefs that have been here for, you know, the last, you know, couple of Super Bowls anyway. I think there's only been seven, as we talked about last week, that have been here for this entire ride, you know, of Super Bowl since this Patrick Mahomes era started. But they do. They have the experience. They're ready to go. And this is the best host city, I think, for the Super Bowl. It's my favorite host city for the Super Bowl. Everything is close. Everything is compact. And the security is already here. I mean, we walked out of dinner last night, and just so people know, we went to a place called Drago's. They're famous for their, you know, their grilled oysters, and the three women sitting next to us, very attractive ladies. They were ready to roll and have some fun last night.
Whoa! We have been here for just
matter of fact.
We've been here 7 minutes.
Why am I going to lie about that?
Like, your wife will be here soon.
I've already told her. I said, I'm hitting on three women, and Mac and Dusty are watching the NBA. And she's like, it's unbelievable. She goes, I'm sitting here talking to these women, and Mac's like, the Celtics are only down one. I'm like,
and I'm on the other side going, dude, you can lie bet New Orleans.
Yeah, and Dusty's like, here's the 47-year-old married. How you ladies doing? Yeah.
Bob's like, you can also live chat, too. Kids and their phones.
I know. So we're sitting there, Dad, having the conversation. So we're at the Eagles team hotel last night, right? That's where this restaurant was. And so we went out, a couple of Eagles hanging out. The Chiefs are staying further down, you know, it towards the quarter at the Marriott. I mean, it's all public information. But we walk out of that hotel, and there's two, like, armed guys with, you know, military guys with rifles. And Dusty's like, whoa, security. I'm like, you don't know the half of what we're going to start to see. This is Monday. The streets are already barricaded. The armed guards are out there. I was reading this morning, this is Homeland Security Level 2. It's the second highest level security of Homeland Security that they've ever had. And so this is lockdown because of what happened on, you know, January 1st here with the incident down on Bourbon Street. And so they're not allowing a lot of that to take place. A lot of the French Quarter is already blocked off. You can't even drive down there. There's bag checks getting into the French Quarter and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a wild time. If you're coming down here, just be prepared, man. Just be prepared to say, hey, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of security. There may be, you know, a little bit of a pain in the neck to you to get to where you want to go. But this is what they need to do to keep this safe, because there's a lot going on, obviously, as we know, since that January 1st thing. And the NFL is not about to allow something to happen like that during their marquee event, because this is the convention for the NFL. This is their year right here. And they're not about. So everything is taken care of. There's going to be security all over the city. You feel safe in the city. And, you know, I'm just ready to go and get this week started. And as we start to ramp up and get closer and closer to Friday, more and more will start to happen. But, I mean, here we are again, man. Third year in a row to go and win a championship. It just doesn't get better than this, Dusty.
No, and then to kind of paint the scene, because we are broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans, thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. To kind of let people know, like, what's around us, I think the FanDuel booth is right behind us. So there's a chance, folks. Yeah, there's a chance. Miss Adams, Kay herself, could be right literally within 15, like, I don't know, steps from the Dustman.
Mm-hmm.
To our left is the PFT Live, so Chris Sims is to our left. NBC Sports next to that. Fox is next to that. But we have pretty much center stage here. Like, we're looking middle center everywhere. Looking forward is us. McAfee's just to the left of us as well. But big news is that Kay Adams could be right behind us. So I'm going to try to keep it cool. We'll see what happens. But no,
I thought the news was the wings that were going to come out. Like, there's supposed to be free wings all week.
And it's sponsored by Bounty. So,
Howdy,
like,
towel, man.
Why not combine it? Here's wings, here's towels.
That's right.
But no, this is crazy. They have they have flags up here of every single Super Bowl championship, which is crazy. I would assume that's Super Bowl, I don't know, the newest one?
That's the newest one.
That's the newest one, so right
that's
there.
That's it.
The biggest, yeah. Because there's Super Bowl I right here, the World Championship, and then you start to look down and see, and there's Super Bowl IV, the one the Chiefs won down here in, you know, New Orleans. And so they won their first Super Bowl here in New Orleans. It would be kind of fitting to go back and win their third consecutive Super Bowl, obviously, here, you know, in New Orleans, and kind of move this, you know, this story forward. I mean, there's so many great storylines to the Super Bowl, too. And one of the things that you kind of brought up right at the beginning was the security guard talking about Saquon Barkley. I think he's the guy that changes the dynamic and the perception of this entire Super Bowl for everybody on a national audience. And I think Saquon Barkley is the big reason why you're seeing the sentiment rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, there is Chiefs fatigue. We know that.
Right.
Everybody knows that, except in Kansas City, there is Chiefs fatigue. And so I think people are looking for a new team to root for, but it's not exactly like Philadelphia is this lovable, warm group of people that everybody wants to put their arms around and hug and love up. But Saquon Barkley is one of those guys. And, you know, I was talking to my sister in our family chat over at the weekend. She lives in Philadelphia, and she loves Saquon Barkley now and what he's doing there. And everybody seemingly around the country is, like, rooting for Saquon Barkley like everybody was rooting for Patrick Mahomes in that first Super Bowl. Because, you know, Saquon, say what you want, he was rescued from hell and has the opportunity now to play for a championship Philadelphia. And so he's one of the good guys of the game, one of the guys that I think a lot of people obviously know. But I feel like he's one of those guys that a lot of people are rooting for if you don't have a rooting interest. And I think he's the one that's probably swaying a lot of people to be rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles over the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think he's the protagonist in this film.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes, Kelsey, they're the anti-hero.
Yep.
I guess that makes a lot of sense now with Taylor Swift and everything.
Correct.
By the way, did she not look fabulous last
great
night?
Great last night, yeah.
My goodness, a Travis Kelsey necklace on her thigh. I'm just, you know, having my room. I think, there you go. I think it's just a T for her name.
Yeah.
Might have been Travis, I don't know.
No, if it was a Travis necklace, I think it would have been a bigger deal, right? Like,
okay.
I mean, because she had, like, if it had an 87 around it or something like that.
Top
that's
story.
Right. Everybody's talking about it. Not that the Grammys weren't the top story last night. I was telling you guys, like, there's nothing going on except pictures of Taylor Swift on my timeline at the Grammys in a red dress, which she was wearing for the Chiefs, as everybody knows, right?
Yeah, or an album release coming in the future.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Man, she spectacular.
Yeah.
And now everybody's going to wear a chain around their thigh.
That's right. You've already got one. Yeah.
I've already put it in the was going to put it in the cart on Amazon, just had go ahead and order that right away.
Right.
It is interesting. You know, we'll keep you updated with everything that we go through. You can always check out videos on our Instagram page on the 96.5 The Fan. You can go to Twitter. We'll be up and streaming here in just a little bit. With that said, big game coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com. Don't tell me when it's over. Just don't remind me that good things have to come to an end. We'll explain that on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.